Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
All right, Mary, what's your story today?
Okay, you guys are all familiar with the Elf on the Shelf?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is like a fairly new thing, isn't it?
Well, 15 years. I mean, I have the originals that I had when I was a little kid, but they were on the shelf.
They just sat there.
Create a scenario every day.
And now you have to like adopt the elf, and the elf sneaks around and spies on your kids and all that.
Right.
This is like, it's a crazy thing. But
then when you have to invite the elf to prom, the way they have to go through to do that.
Huh?
Never mind.
How'd that go?
Never mind.
So, okay, that's a story. Kylie Kelce, you know, Jason's wife, Kylie Kelce, she's already got three kids. She's pregnant with number four. So I guess she has a podcast called Not Gonna Lie, and she was discussing the Elf on the Shelf, and she's really kind of had it with it. She says she doesn't have a good, strong game with the elf, and she's not leaving notes. She's not bringing gifts. And I guess when the kids go to school, they hear about this because all the parents are talking about, oh, their elf left me this and that. And she's not doing it. So she's really struggling with the Elf on the Shelf. So it's not really a story. I'm just concerned about the Elf on the Shelf.
I'm telling you what. I like Snoop on a stoop. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
How about the bench on a bench?
That's the bench, good.
Bench on a bench. I like that.
I think it's pretty funny. But my niece actually posted something a while ago, and she left her elf in the oven because she was sneaking around with it, and then she forgot the elf was in there, and she went to bake something. Oops.
Ooh. That's not good.
So the elf kind of fried.
The elf is at Shriners Hospital.
Yeah. So she put Band-Aids and stuff on the elf. It's pretty hilarious. But.
What's your story, Andy?
Well, just when you thought the Bears may have had the worst ownership group in the NFL, comes word of something that Jets owner Woody Johnson did last offseason. The Jets were trying to trade for a wide receiver named Jerry Jeudy from the Broncos, but the trade fell apart because Johnson nixed the idea because of Judy's player rating in the Madden NFL video game.
What?
Yeah, his rating in the Madden game. He was eventually traded to Cleveland, became a 1,000-yard receiver there. Meantime, the Jets were 4-10 last year. The proposed trade wasn't the only time, though, that he has cited Madden ratings when evaluating players. They signed a guard by the name of John Simpson, though the signing was pushed back because of the awareness rating in the video game.
Are you kidding me?
No. Jets signed this guy anyway. He's had a pretty good year. Now, some are thinking that the video game references are because Johnson's allowing his teenage sons, Brick and Jack, to influence the franchise, because there's some players and coaches that have formerly been with the organization that say that Brick and Jack have brought friends, male and female, into the locker room where Johnson, his wife, and his sons have criticized players right in front of them. And in another instance, it was a Halloween night this season. Aaron Rodgers entered the locker room to want to give the game ball to the interim head coach, Jeff Ulbrich, who just recorded his first win. Instead, Brick took the ball and gave it to wide receiver Garrett Wilson instead, because that was the guy he wanted to give the game ball to.
This is like a bad TV show.
It's ridiculous. I mean, I almost feel good about the McCaskey family right now.
Wow.
Thinking about all these things that the Jets are doing. And again, they're going to miss the playoffs this year. So it's, one player said it was the most awkward, cringeworthy, brutal experience he'd ever seen.
Yeah, I would agree. That's just craziness. What's your story, Steve?
Well, I am so excited for Christmas Day. I mean, every year Christmas is special, but this year the film Nosferatu comes out.
Huh?
Does anyone know about this movie?
Yeah, I heard about this with Dean the other day.
Really? Okay, good. Sometimes you don't find your own stories for the temp check, and they're given to you, so this one's from Ron Brown. So I really don't know what I'm talking about. But anyway, so Nosferatu, which is really Dracula's story, but they're not calling it Dracula for copyright reasons. And the Dracula character is called Orlok. Okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So this comes out on Christmas. Anyway, as part of the publicity, they are selling a sarcophagus exactly like Orlok's in the film Nosferatu, which is Dracula, except they can't say it for copyright.
So can you say it?
I could say it. I'm saying it as much as I want. No one can stop me. But so if you want to buy this sarcophagus, I'm looking at it right now. It looks just like the one that Orlok sleeps in, and it's $20,000.
That's crazy.
Why is this happening on Christmas?
It's a Christmas movie. It's a big release. No, it is. You know, like they're doing the Dylan movies coming out.
So anyway, oh, the Dylan movie's coming out on Christmas Day?
I believe so, yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
I think they always release movies on Christmas Day.
Are you
going
to go to the movie, Steve, on Christmas Day?
No.
Well, I think you should, and go see that for us.
I'm going to be with my mom.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Bertrand, yay, who can stand on one leg for over a minute.
Put your knee down, Mom. They don't want to see it.
That woman's got to be a saint.
Oh, she is a saint. She's fantastic. And then I'm going to Mexico.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
When? The day after?
26, yeah.
Oh, what part of Mexico?
Playa del Carmen.
Nice.
Yeah, that's usually where we go.
Fantastic. Holidays are definitely underway. In fact, I have a studio full. Will you guys say hi right now? Say hi.
Hi.
Okay, so.
Oh, you're a little one.
So the 4-footer was in the hallway getting a hot chocolate.
Yeah.
And Rook ran by. Now, for people who don't know Rook, he's about, I don't know, 6'2", and has a beard that's at about 5'9", right?
Yeah, yeah.
So he runs by that guy, and the kid turns around and is just like, what the hell was that?
Are you talking about Brendan?
Yeah.
Oh.
Brendan is John Landecker's producer, and my nephew, his wife, and my grandnephews are in the studio visiting from San Francisco and headed to the farm in the next week or so, but I've got a 4- and 6-year-old in the studio, and they've done a very good job of trying to be quiet. And they're very scared to talk about anything on the air. But all right, Steve's news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.